Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Yep, it is March 31st, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. Yep, I see the woohoos in the chat right now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, this is going to be good tonight. Praise the Lord. So welcome to everybody coming in. We're so happy to have you up. I see people already coming in from the UK. So our international audience is coming in. Welcome. I see Montana, Phoenix, Washington, D.C. Oh, God bless you. Oh, Kansas, Missouri, Oregon, Oklahoma, California. Let's see who else is here. UK, another UK coming in. Alabama, Tennessee, Wisconsin. Wow, there's so many of you coming in from all around the country. We're so happy to have you with us. Tulsa, yep, and Long Island. I saw Long Island. We love our Long Islanders that carry their vowels as long as God will allow them to. So we just love our friends in Long Island. Pennsylvania as well, I see. Arkansas and Kentucky. Welcome, welcome to everybody coming in. We're so happy to have you tonight. Welcome to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer, and we have quite a bit to get into tonight. So if you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. There is a 40-year mystery that reached a crescendo over the weekend. There are things going on right now in tandem in the United States of America. There are shifts happening as well, very important ones in the Middle East we have to take notice of in this window between Purim and Passover. But this mystery as well has to do with Reagan and Trump. So I will say that as well, as there are other factors to it as well, but it has to do with that. Quite incredible. I began seeing it over the weekend when certain events started to unfold, and the Lord, I perceive it to be the Holy Spirit, started pointing out to me these things that were happening, these events that were happening in tandem, all around the same time. So very interesting tonight, prophetically deep and profound as well. So we're going to open up in prayer, and then we had two, suddenly, late last week, new residents come to the sanctuary. Wait till you see what the Lord did. I looked up at him and I went, you got to be kidding me. That was my reaction when this happened. They will be making a guest appearance as well on, I believe it's going to be Thursday night's broadcast. So, but we will announce, but our next broadcast, either Wednesday or Thursday, these two new residents will be making a guest appearance as well. But we have the video to show you right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to prophetically jump into the deep end tonight. All glory be to God. And we will be off and running. So let's just give this over to the Lord, give him his due praise, and we will begin tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we just praise you, Lord. We come before you, Father God. We just come before you with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. Praising you for who you are, Father God. Giving you all the glory, Father God. Saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. And Lord, we just come before you in all humility tonight, Father God. Lord, just asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, acknowledging you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth and died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat at Calvary, and it purchased us. It redeemed us, Lord. It reconciled us back to you. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ paid the price and said, it is finished. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that immense, incredible sacrifice, Father God, before you this day, because you so loved the world, you gave your one and only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. And Father, we just welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, into this broadcast. Father, let the weight of your glory come down and your powerful presence move. Father God, let just your truth, your power, your might, your presence go forth tonight mightily, that people tangibly feel your presence, that the Ruach HaKodesh would go forth, the counselor would go forth, Lord, and minister to those watching tonight, that your presence would just rest upon this broadcast tonight, Father God, that it would hover, Lord, that it would mightily move, Father God, for your glory, Lord. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ this day that you fill us, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order my words tonight, Father God. Order this broadcast, Father God, as we go forth. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard, Lord, as we go forth mightily in you tonight, Father God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus. We take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, arrow, argument in high places, Father God, that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy, Lord, weak, willing vessels would attempt. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command them dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, every weapon of the enemy's malfunction, every arrow broken, every one of their communication lines disrupted and rendered powerless, Father God, and cast out back to the pits, the dry places, and the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father. Lord, you are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are simply vessels and receptacles for your glory to fill, Father God, that your power, your might, your work, and your will may be done within the earth, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life breathed into us, Father God. Lord, we just invite you in today, Lord, to have your way. You deserve all the glory, Father God. Lord, we don't deserve what you give us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and we don't deserve it. We're not entitled to it, Father God. Lord, we're not entitled to have people watch this broadcast. We're not entitled to have them give. We're not entitled, Father God, to any of it, Lord. It is only because of you and your mercy, Father God, that this has been raised up, Father, and we just praise you for it. And we give you all the honor and glory for it. You are absolutely good. You are a loving Father. You are merciful. You are long-suffering, Father. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you that you sit on a righteous throne, the highest throne, and you rule righteously, and you judge the matters of men and nations in this time, Father God. We thank you. You have taken the justice seat in this time. And we thank you. Those scrolls of justice and redemption have gone out into the earth in this time, Father God, to be opened, Father God, and what has been written, executed, Lord, by your holy army, Father God. Lord, we just praise you for that, Lord, and we give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I felt that. Welcome to everybody jumping on as well during prayer. I kept hearing the word as well, reversals. So there are in this time very specific divine reversals that are going out into the earth, that are going out into your lives. The assignment of the enemy is being reversed, destroyed, and cast down in your lives. The assignment of the enemy is being canceled. It is being nullified. It is being voided in this time. The assignments of the enemy that were meant to go out and destroy you and block you and hinder you and frustrate you are being dismantled in this time, are being ordered by the Lord to be dismantled in your lives. Those assignments that were meant to basically throw you off track right now, that were meant to shake you, that were meant to rattle you, will in fact be what is used against the enemy. His own weapons shall be used against him to compel you and propel you forward in this incredible time of growth and promotion, Father God, a promotion that the Father wants to give, Almighty God wants to give in this time to his people in order to position them and maneuver them into the positions that the enemy has been trying to frustrate that way. And those ways are being opened by the Lord this day in the name of Jesus Christ. So we praise the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Well, people are writing in the chat. Lana Vassar got the same word today. So all glory be to God for confirmation across the ocean there. We give God all the glory for that. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I do feel a word stirring. So there may be a word that comes this week because I started to feel it stir earlier today. And then we're just going to continue to wait on the Lord, and we're going to let that word come. But that was the beginning of it right there. So you just heard the beginning of it just come out right now and flow. Praise the Lord. So as people are jumping on, something happened in this window between Purim and Passover. And it was amazing what God did and how he did this. And this is a sign as well. It's a sign what I'm about to tell you. So on Friday, I went to look at two potential new residents for the sanctuary. I'm not going to tell you who they are yet because they're coming in a few weeks. So I'm going to leave you in suspense. However, when we went to look at the two new residents, the woman, right at the end, it was like all of a sudden, she didn't say a word. And then right at the end, she says, I have two white doves. Can you please take them? And in my spirit, I said to the Lord, you got to be kidding me. This was my reaction. I said to the Lord, you got to be kidding me right now that in between Purim and Passover, I randomly go to someone's home to look at two other animals that are in need. And she randomly says to me, I have two white doves. Can you take them? And so the Lord said, take them. I need you to take them now because I was going to wait a few weeks and come and take everybody together. And the Lord said, no, I need you to take them now. And so their names, we're going to play the video for you now. They will be on live either Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to have them on a perch. You're going to see them live. But their names are Shalom and Shiloh. And so let's play the video for you now. Hello, everyone. Well, the Lord is always full of surprises. And today we had to go look at a couple of animals that were in need. And the woman says, by the way, I have two doves. Can you take them? Say hello to Shalom and Shiloh, the newest members of Ark of Grace. Double doves. Isn't that interesting? White doves have come all of a sudden within the window between Purim and Passover to Ark of Grace. Say hello, Shalom and Shiloh. This is your first close up for Mama. God bless everyone. Yep, amazing time. Yep, that is what happened. And two doves have come to the ark. Let's put it that way. And two doves, double portion, double anointing, double peace. They've come between Purim and Passover. This is a sign. This is a sign in the middle of it because I was not expecting this. This was something the Lord totally surprised me with and took me off guard when I went to look at two other animals. And so we have Shalom and Shiloh that have suddenly come within this window of time to Ark of Grace. And it is a sign of the time. It is a sign of double. You've got double fives in the year 5785, which mean what? Grace. Behold an announcement, and now double doves have come between Purim and Passover. So I'm just telling you all, this is a sign of the times that the Lord has sent them now for what we are entering. So They will be live though, so please mark your calendars, because Wednesday or Thursday we will announce. We will be going live, and Shalom and Shiloh will be in back of me live, and you will get to see them firsthand. Praise the Lord. So I had to tell you that right away. It was just too amazing the way this whole thing went down with that. So you will see them live. Okay, let's get into tonight. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it, because there is a 40-year mystery we're about to get into. And it culminated over the weekend. And when it happened, the Lord immediately started speaking to me. He actually preemptively started speaking to me. And I'm going to show you how Psalm 78 is even tied into this. But I'm going to read to you two scripture verses first to put us in the right mindset as we go forth into this incredible prophetic deep dive into this 40-year mystery that ties Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump together, but it goes deeper than that. So let's begin. So Ephesians 6, 12 through 13 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So Father, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we put our whole and complete armor on us this day. Romans 8, 37, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present and threatening nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So that's how we're going forth tonight. I wanted to read you scripture first and start off with scripture, because this is about to get deep. So I'm going to put an article up from the New York Post. Something happened March 29th, over the weekend, 2025. Okay. Delta plane Air Force jet nearly crash at DC airport, which is Reagan, just 2 months after mid-air collision killed 67. Now, I did a short on this, and you can go back and watch the short as well. Okay. However, I did it like hours after it happened. The Lord started pointing these things out to me, and I did a short over the weekend. Now, a Delta Airlines plane carrying 136 people nearly collided with a military jet Friday afternoon in a loss of separation incident outside the same DC airport, Reagan, where a mid-air collision took the lives of 67 people in January. Delta Airlines Flight 2983 departed its gate from Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport at 2:55 p.m. local time and was cleared for takeoff to Minneapolis, St. Paul around 3:15 p.m. As the commercial plane headed south over the Potomac River, a group of four Northrop T-38 Talon jets. Now, Talons are what eagles have, by the way. Talons are what birds who are predatory birds have. Talon jets traveled west toward Arlington National Cemetery for a flyover. This occurred. Okay, so let me stop there for a minute. This happens 3/29/2025, exactly 2 months to the day of the American Eagle, American Airlines plane that came into Reagan 1/29/2025 and collided with a Black Hawk helicopter, Reagan Airport. Now, the first incident occurred 1/29/2025, and 9/11 was in that date. This occurs 3/29/2025, and guess what? 9/11 is in the date of this as well. 2 + 9 is 11. 2 + 2 + 5 in 2025 is 9. 9/11. 9/11 exists in both dates of both these incidences at Reagan that are exactly 60 days apart. They're exactly 2 months apart to the day, and they occur on the same day, and they both have 9/11 in the date. Now, this is at Reagan. to get even more interesting, you had 136 people on that flight, and it was flight. It was, let me see this for a minute here, because I want to see where I got this from. A319, was that the, I'm trying to look here and see if that was the flight, because it's saying Delta flight 2983, but I got this. Let me just hold on this for a second, this one part, because I got this from somewhere, and I know I did. But 136 people were on board. Oh, I think I know where I got it from. Hold on. Just 1 minute here. I'm looking this over for a minute. Okay. So, interesting. There were 136 people on board. And 1 + 3 + 6 = 10. Okay. Now, this happens on the 29th, 2025. Okay. 9/11 is in the date, but there's something else here that is much deeper than this that is going on. Because when the kingdom of darkness is about to do something, they announce it in some way. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, what the Ruach HaKodesh has to say, you can pick up on the announcement of what they are about to do. And the kingdom of darkness is making an announcement. And this is why this happened. This happens 1 day prior to March 30th, 2025. March 30th and Reagan go together. How do they go together? It was March 30th, 1981, that was the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan's life. This attempt happened when they attempted to kill Reagan in office. That attempt, March 30th, 1981, was within the window that year between Purim and Passover. So the attempt on Ronald Reagan's life happened within the window between Purim and Passover. And remember I said, hold on to the number 10. There was 136 people. 1 + 3 + 6 = 10. The attempt on Ronald Reagan's life came 10 days after Purim. After Purim ended, the attempt on his life came exactly 10 days later within the window between Purim and Passover. And this incident at Reagan happens on a date that equals 9/11 and happens the day prior to the anniversary of the attempt on Ronald Reagan's life where he was wounded. And that attempt happened within the window between Purim and Passover. Do I think that's a coincidence? No. Actually, March 30th marked the 44th year, double force, the 44th year or anniversary of the attempt on Ronald Reagan's life in office. Now, interestingly enough, our 44th president was Barack Obama, who was exiting office in 2016 to make way for the 45th, right? Who was Donald John Trump. Now, I believe this is a warning. I truly do. And I'm sounding the alarm for not only the next 2 weeks of this window, but the 50-day period, which we'll get into between Passover and Pentecost. I'm sounding the alarm on this because this is way too suspect that this happens exactly 2 months to the day of the first incident at Reagan, on a date, again, that equals 9/11 and happens the day before the 44th anniversary of the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan's life that happened to be 10 days after Purim ends and within the window between Purim and Passover. So this is not a coincidence that this is all happening the way it is. And I believe it's a warning. I'm sounding the alarm now about this. Because the kingdom of darkness always makes an announcement, and you need to pray. We can pray at the end too, hopefully, but we need to pray right now and intercede for the lives of President Trump and his family right now, because this is no accident. And I believe that the kingdom of darkness has sent out an assignment. I believe they're making a maneuver. And we have to be discerning of this. We have the weapon of prayer and access to the throne of God through Jesus Christ. And there has been a maneuver made here. Think about it. It was an almost collision that happened, right? A collision warning was triggered. They were so close to each other. Another way to put it is a crash. So just keep that in mind that I said that as well. Now, 1980, this gets even more interesting. 1980 was a Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar when Reagan was elected in a landslide victory over Jimmy Carter. Now, this is where you're going to see a cycle in a way. You're going to see some type of pattern. 2028, our next election year. Now, remember, Ronald Reagan was the 40th president. He was elected as the 40th president. 2028, our next election cycle, our next election year, is 40 years since Reagan was elected on a Shemitah year. And 2028 is our next Shemitah year. And these Shemitah years, interesting. Okay. It's 40 years since Reagan was last, I believe, elected. However, he was elected in 1980, the first time. 1980 to 2028 is 48 years. So it's 48 years apart, and we are electing the 48th president in 2028. So the time between the Shemitah year of 1980 and Reagan's election and the Shemitah year of 2028, our next election, is 48 years. And in 2028, we will be electing the 48th president. Do I think that's an accident? No, it's double 48s. And it's, you know, if you look at 4 + 8 = 12, you have double 12s, and 12s have to do with government and rule, biblically speaking. And to make it even more interesting, in 2028, we have double Purims. So 2028 is a Jewish leap year on top of a Shemitah year that has double Purims, that has little Purim and has a regular Purim. And now we have double Purims. You have 48 years since the Shemitah year of Reagan's election for the 48th president in 2028. There are patterns that are forming here that we have to take notice of. Now, interestingly enough, too, 40 years prior to that, Roosevelt declares a national emergency because of World War II. So 40 years prior to the election of Reagan, who was elected as the 40th president, but 40 years prior to that, Roosevelt declares a national emergency because of World War II. And in 1980, the year, the Shemitah year, that Reagan is elected, Mount St. Helens, during a Shemitah year in Washington state, erupts. And there's an enormous earthquake in Italy. Now, I'm going to explain why I'm telling you this in a moment. But in 1980, that Shemitah year, Mount St. Helens erupts in Washington state. And there is an enormous earthquake in Italy. Now, that brings us back to 2028. I would watch Mount St. Helens over this next block of time. Something is percolating, and I would watch as well, because there is a pattern here that seems to be tracking right now. There is a pattern that seems to be happening, and that pattern began in 1980 in a Shemitah year with the election of Reagan, and then his first year, full year, you go into 1981, which would bring us to 2026 now. But in 1981, there was the assassination attempt on his life. And the fact that we just saw happen over the weekend, what happened with this Delta plane and this Air Force jet on a date that equals 9/11 at Reagan, the day before the 44th anniversary of the assassination on his attempt on his life, that happened in 1981, which was the first year he was in office. So the first year Reagan is in office, he has the assassination attempt on him. Now, Reagan's last year in office was 1988. That is exactly 40 years to 2028, okay? And George H.W. Bush won that election, and an era of the burning bushes begins. Now, 2028 will be Donald Trump's last year of his second term. And it will be exactly 40 years from Reagan's last year in office of his second term. So there's a lot here. There is a lot between these two that is coinciding. Also, since the major earthquake happened in Thailand in a window between Purim and Passover, it would not surprise me over these next 2 weeks if there was a major volcanic eruption. It would not surprise me if there was a pattern that was being followed here. There was just now in the window between Purim and Passover, this major, major earthquake in Thailand. And it would not surprise me if a volcanic eruption followed it now. Because there's a pattern here and there's something being followed here. And on top of it, as I was writing this today, I was hearing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. There's going to be a phenomenon surrounding that dormant volcano. So just remember that. Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Also, there's going to be another Taiwan Strait crisis leading to 2028. So the Taiwan Strait crisis involved missile tests by the People's Republic of China near Taiwan. That is coming. That is going to happen again as well, because we're seeing certain patterns and certain cycles that are happening that are now beginning to come to their fullness, marching to 2028. Now, back to the Reagan incident for a moment. We're going to go back for a minute. Psalm 78 is tied to what we're talking about. This was something the Lord showed me before the incident over the weekend. So I have been holding on to this since Friday when I first saw it. And then the incident at Reagan happened. Now, Psalm 78 is tied to what we're talking about. And a very serious turn that happened within the earth that brought us to where we are today with AI and with the internet. And it involves Reagan. It involves Reagan. Psalm 78 has a mystery in it. And we're going to talk about it in a moment. And it involves Reagan. It involves the internet. And it is what jump-started us to where we are at now with AI in the middle of all that we're seeing. So Psalm 78 has 72 verses in it. I'm going to read Psalm 78 verses 1 through 2 first. Listen, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark and puzzling sayings of old. That is how Psalm 78 begins. Psalm 78 goes into the Exodus and Passover and the plagues and those that rose up in rebellion against God and how God answered. That is Psalm 78. So it's very appropriate the Lord would show me this in the window between Purim and Passover right before the incident at Reagan. So Psalm 78 has 72 verses. And when I looked at this on Friday, the Lord said to me, I want you to add verse 1 to verse 72. I want you to add them all together. So I added them all together. And if you add verses 1 through 72 together, you get 1983. You know what happened January 1st, 1983, while Reagan was in office? The internet was created. January 1st, 1983 is when the internet went live. And if you add up every verse in Psalm 78, you get 1983. 3. And Reagan was in office. And now you come over 40 years later, and here you have Donald Trump in office, and you see this issue full steam ahead with AI. Well, when Reagan was in office in 1983, the internet was created and it was full steam ahead. Now Trump is in office 40 plus years later, and we see what's happening full steam ahead with AI. Okay, so the Lord shows me this about Psalm 78 before the incident happened on Saturday at Reagan. I believe it was Saturday when it happened. So this came first. And then what happened at Reagan happened. And then the date, how it equals 9/11 again. And then on top of it, it was a day later that was the 44th anniversary of the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan's life. So Psalm 78, when you add it together, equals 1983. And it was while Reagan was in office, January 1st, 1983, the internet was created. The internet was created. And now Psalm 78 talks all about the idolatry of man and what man did. So I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read some of Psalm 78 to you. Okay, I read verse 1 and 2 to you. And verse 3 says, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us these dark and puzzling things. We will not hide them from their children, but we will tell to the generation to come the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, and tell his great might and power and the wonderful works that he has done. For he establishes a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should teach their children. And he goes on. Verse 8, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart to know and follow God, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim were armed as archers and carrying bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk according to his law. And they forgot his incredible works and his miraculous wonders that he had shown them. You see, when the internet was created, in some ways, people started more and more to forget the works of God and worshiping, right, the work of their hands, even though the Lord does utilize the internet in order to preach the gospel. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, he says. He divided the Red Sea and allowed them to pass through it, and he made the waters stand up like a dam. In the daytime, he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He splits rocks in the wilderness, and gave them abundant water to drink like the ocean depths. He goes on. Yet they still continued to sin against him, verse 17, right? Rebelling against the Most High in the desert. And in their hearts, they put God to the test by asking for food according to their selfish appetite. Then they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also, or will he provide meat for his people? Therefore, when the Lord heard, he was full of wrath. A fire was kindled against Jacob, and his anger mounted up against Israel, because they did not believe in God, and they did not trust in his salvation, his power to save. And it goes on. He goes on how he provided for the manna despite this, what he provided for them. It goes on and on, all 72 verses. And it goes on to say that he killed some of them. Those remaining sought him. So some of those who rebelled, they ended up dying in the wilderness. Then those remaining sought him, and they returned to him and searched diligently for God. And they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High God, their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouths and lied to him with their tongues. This is all Psalm 78. All Psalm 78. It's no accident that this is what is in Psalm 78. And when you add up all 72 verses, it equals 1983, when the creation of the internet happened. So this is by no accident. And like I said, I saw this on Friday before this incident at Reagan on Saturday. And so the creation of the internet began to change everything in humanity. And now we have this creation being put into warp speed of AI while Trump is in office. So I don't think that's any mistake either that this is happening now. I don't think it's any mistake that the Lord showed me that in Psalm 78, because there are things hidden within the Word of God that are only available to see when you seek the Lord, when you commune with Him, when you spend time with Him, when you're with Him every day, when you're in His Word. There are mysteries deep within the Word of God that exist, that because it's a living, active book and current for every generation. So what is hidden within it has to do with the generations, has to do with now, has to do with what's coming with the book of Revelation. And so when you commit to that with the Lord, He begins to allow you to see the deep mysteries that are within Scripture that you didn't see before. And so I'm going to challenge you to do that with the Lord, because I serve the same God you do, and I spend time with Him every day. And I encourage you to do the same in this time. If you don't, we need it right now. We need it with the turbulent window we are in, with the time we are in, with this next 4 years that is marching us towards a double sort of Purim reversal in the 2028 election. So keep that in mind. I'm sure that more is going to come up on this, but I am telling you, it is no mistake that Psalm 78, I saw Friday, then Saturday this happens, and it happens at Reagan, and it happens on a date that equals 9/11, 2 months to the date of the first incident at Reagan with that collision, and it happens the day before the 44th anniversary of the assassination attempt on Reagan's life, which happened his first year in office. See, that's the key right there. That's what the kingdom of darkness is announcing with this. The maneuver they have just made in order to make an attempt the first year that the president is in office, and to actually attempt to follow the pattern, perhaps, of how it happened to Reagan even. It perhaps may go that far to follow the pattern of what happened to Reagan back in 1981. This is by no mistake that this is happening, and that it happened within the window between Purim and Passover, because the kingdom of darkness is making a maneuver, because this window is problematic for them. This window is an appointed time by God. This window, look at all that has happened since we have entered this window, because the kingdom of darkness is trying to get ahead and outmaneuver right now, because we have seen one thing after the other in tandem, starting with Trump Tower being stormed on Purim by pro-Palestinian protesters operating in the same spirit of Amalek that Haman came from. That's how we entered the window. And now this happens, and this happens right around the 2 week mark. The 2 week mark before Passover is when we see this incident happen. I don't think this is the first, I don't think what we are seeing is a mistake or is an accident. I believe the kingdom of darkness is very deliberate on how they operate and on what they do. And I don't think any of this was an accident within the time period that it happened. So just keep that in mind, what is happening with this, because it's too deliberate. It's too methodical. The dates, even, you know, how it's happening, around the time it's happening. It's the same airport. It's Reagan. That should sound an alarm. It should sound an alarm right now, because there is a 40-year mystery with this. There is a 40-year cycle with this. The kingdom of darkness is attempting to capitalize on that right now. And this is why we have to intercede and pray, because they would like nothing more than to take prey within this window, or within the first year. They would like nothing more than to take prey within this window or within the first year of the presidency. And if you remember, Purim was marked by a blood moon this year, and Purim next year is marked by a blood moon. That is basically the first year of President Trump's term. The first year of his term are flanked by blood moons, are marked by blood moons on Purim. Blood moons. And after this happens on Purim, and this blood moon occurs, and we know the next one is occurring next Purim in 2026, that is when this incident happens. After that occurs and we enter this window, that is when we see what we just saw transpire at Reagan. Now, also what's transpiring. So we have that. We have that piece. We also, within this window between Purim and Passover, have a security breach at the Pentagon. Is that a mistake? No, that's not a mistake either. So let's put that up, because there's prophecy fulfilling with this that goes back years that we're going to talk about in a moment here. Because this is, remember, these things are all happening in tandem. All of it's happening in tandem. So here's the article. Pentagon warned staffers against using Signal before White House chat leak. Okay. So there was a bulletin on March 18th that said Russian hackers could access messages. Okay. The Pentagon recently warned its employees against using Signal, the encrypted messaging app, due to a technical vulnerability. The report comes one day after The Atlantic published a story detailing how top national security officials, including the U.S. Vice President and U.S. Defense Secretary, had accidentally added a journalist to a Signal group chat, which revealed plans for military strikes in Yemen against the Houthis. Okay. After this was published, there was widespread outrage at the security lapse and sent ripples of shock at the breach through diplomatic circles across the world. Remember that. Across the world. Okay. So this happens. This security breach happens actually right before this incident at Reagan. So that's just interesting to note. This breach happens right before the incident at Reagan. Now, December 26, 2021, this is what the word of the Lord said. The WHO is going to wonder how there was such an enormous leak that will have countries enraged and feeling deceived. I, the Lord, am cornering you, you who think you are the who's who, and the veil shall be pulled back, and the ones who sit behind the veil together in operation shall be exposed. However, February 10th, 2023 is the one I really want to focus on here. February 10th, 2023. Thus says the Lord, Pentagon's breaches in Capitol, for it is not secure, says the Lord, for there are multiple infiltrators within that have assisted to orchestrate such spying to occur. For they have embedded, says the Lord, they have embedded. This shall surface in due season in an unusual way. They shall be caught by a novice with a sharp eye, says the Lord. And it was a reporter. This was February 10th, 2023. This is 2 years prior to this incident. Thus says the Lord, Pentagon's breaches, for it is not secure, says the Lord, for there are multiple infiltrators within. Right? And then he says that this shall surface in due season, which is now, in an unusual way. You can't get more unusual than a reporter accidentally being added to a Signal chat that then ends up seeing all of these military plans that nobody should have ever seen. They shall be caught by a novice with a sharp eye, says the Lord. That was the word of the Lord from February 10th, 2023. And we are seeing this happen. And we are seeing this happen within the window between Purim and Passover. The Pentagon is being highlighted. There is a reason for that. This is the rumblings. This is the tremors before the big breach. This is the tremors before the big breach that's about to happen at the Pentagon, because they have left back doors open and they have not secured the way they think they have secured. And this is the due season now that this is surfacing in an unusual way. This is the tremor before the big breach. This is it here. This is the warning. And there's more than one that's involved in this. It's not just one person that added so-and-so. No, you have got a group of people in there right now that are looking to assist in one of the biggest breaches that will ever occur at the Pentagon. And we have to pray and intercede that they are caught and that they are exposed before it happens, because this was the tremor and this was the warning before the big breach. And this happened, again, within the window between Purim and Passover. You begin to see now the Pentagon is being breached. That is not a mistake. So it's interesting that this happens literally before what we see happen at Reagan, because these events are happening rapid fire in tandem, one after the other. And we're entering now that 2-week window before Passover. Okay, so if we thought the first 2 weeks was turbulent, we're about to enter a very pressure-filled window nationally and globally to Passover, because the enemy hates Passover. It is a reminder that God broke his superpower with Egypt, which we'll get into in a moment. And it is also a reminder of the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. The enemy hates Passover. So this is why you see these things happen, because the spiritual warfare in the heavenlies ramps up during certain windows and times of the year. This is one of them. We are seeing it happen now. This is why you're seeing collisions and breaches and storming and earthquakes and this. This is why you're seeing all of that, the turbulence, the pocket of turbulence that we have entered. So this is something else that happened coming into that 2 weeks before Passover. You see this breach at the Pentagon. Now, while this is happening, because there are different things happening on different points of the map, all within a very, very close time period, news breaks worldwide about Egypt. Gee, isn't it interesting that within the window between Purim and Passover, news would break about Egypt? Within that window, this is when news begins to erupt, no pun intended, for what's about to happen in Egypt. So let's put up the article from the New York Post. There's a lot of them out there. You can go read it on a bunch of different, you know, sites. But we'll put up the article from the New York Post. There's a vast underground city below Egypt's Giza pyramid, scientists' wild theory claims. But experts debunk it as, quote, fake news. Well, I think they're trying to get rid of this is what I think is going on. Researchers claim they've discovered the legendary halls of Amenti in a vast city beneath Egypt's pyramids of Giza, a wild theory that has perplexed archaeological experts who dismiss the claims as fake news. Italian and Scottish scientists, Italian, Italy. We just spoke about Italy, and now they had that major earthquake at that one point in history. Italian and Scottish scientists studying the Pyramid of Khafre say the groundbreaking study has redefined the boundaries of satellite data analysis and archaeological exploration. Aptly named the Khafre Project, Corrado Malagna from Italy's University of Pisa and Filippo Biondi of the University of Strathclyde in Scotland led the expedition to discover the Giza Plateau's second largest pyramid. Scientists said they located five small room-like structures inside the pyramid using synthetic SAR technology. Isn't that interesting? It's SAR. Because wasn't like SARS a thing, right, that went around? Isn't it interesting? They're calling it SAR technology. I just think everyone needs to take note of that. One structure contained a sarcophagus mistakenly thought to be the pharaoh's tomb, the team said in a press release. The group claims the five structures previously unknown before the images were found in the center of the pyramid. So this comes out in the middle of everything else we're talking about. Now, we are in the year 5785, and they found five structures. Isn't it interesting that in the year 5785, double fives, this is when they find these five structures, and this is when they're announcing it in the window between Purim and Passover, when Egypt has a whole lot to do with Passover. I think the reason why this is coming out now, and the reason why this is happening within this window, is that this is a signal of a shift that is about to happen with Egypt. I believe we need to take serious note of this, of the window it's happening in, that it's talking about the pyramids, that they're talking about that they've discovered like this vast, you know, city underneath. This news was breaking within this window, and Egypt is at the center of the Passover account in the book of Exodus. And here comes into the news, in the middle of this window, Egypt. Egypt comes to the front and center of this. And I'm going to read to you the word of the Lord from December 14th, 2022. Because I believe that what we are seeing is a signal that what I'm about to tell you is about to come to pass. So, December 14th, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, three leaders worldwide shall step down. Egypt shall arise in the midst. As there is an attempt for Egypt to come back and become the superpower it once was, as that ruler in the realm of the spirit is thirsty for power and greatness. However, a Jewish man shall put a stop to their plan. Their advance will only go so far as Joseph's shall arise in Egypt as well, and Egypt for a time shall be steered from engagement. However, there are talks within Egypt between leaders, and there has been a very capital tempting offer made. The leader of Egypt has been offered a treaty of great wealth and weaponry. However, the serpent, now that's interesting because this is the year of the snake. We're in the year of the snake now. And back then it says the serpent behind this treaty, this opportunity shall be made known as one that appears to be a friend, is attempting to throttle the nations near Israel in order to intimidate and cause Israel to come into line with the agenda of the UN, with the agenda of brotherhoods, with the agenda of Persia. However, capital says the Lord, this will not occur as their plans will falter, for Israel will go forth and strike. There is a threat coming to the entire nation where Israel will be compelled to act. That was October 7th. This was prophesied back in 2022, where Israel will be compelled to act. And I, the Lord thy God, will use my son Benjamin of my right arm or right hand to exact the wage and judgment upon this nation. Israel shall be protected. However, it will put other nations on high alert as the sirens sound and the UN has an emergency meeting that happened. However, they too will falter and will not hurt my firstborn, for they are about to suffer a strike, a blow so scandalous for the blasphemous ceremonies they did on holy ground. Their statues shall break and topple as they also become the heifer. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the South Pacific. Now I'm saying this purposely, for events in the sea as well as the islands. Strange phenomenon and the events for what is swirling in the spirit shall occur in the natural and shall be an indicator of what is about to come. Okay. Thailand is near the South Pacific. And it's interesting because this word talks about Egypt arising in the mist, and at the same time, things beginning to happen in the South Pacific, right? And this word back in 2022 speaks of these two things. Egypt will arise in the mist. And when you begin to see Egypt arising again, you're going to see a Joseph arise in Egypt. It could be a person, or it could be a group of people, but a Joseph shall arise in Egypt. Okay. Now, at the same time, it talks about the South Pacific and strange phenomenons and basically what's going to occur there. So you're seeing something within a block of time. And this word is from 2022. And it's speaking of a window of time in Egypt in this time, in this hour. So with what we just saw come out of Egypt, between Purim and Passover, in the middle of everything else that is happening, in the middle of the security breach at the Pentagon, in the middle of Trump's Tower being stormed, in the middle of what just happened over the weekend at Reagan Airport again, in the middle of all of this, Egypt arises in the mist. And Egypt in this time, in this hour, is going to make some serious moves and alliances. And that is when the Joseph shall arise, whether it's one man or a group. This is fast approaching. What they just claimed to discover in Egypt is actually the signal and the sign that this is about to happen. That's why I believe we are hearing about this now. This is why suddenly these things are just coming out in this window. As we're racing to Passover, Egypt comes to the forefront with a discovery that basically the Egyptian authorities are trying to make go away for all intents and purposes. And it is an Italian and someone from Scotland who discovers it. Now, what's just interesting about that, a side note, is Donald Trump's family is from Scotland, I believe. So I believe part of his family is from Scotland. So it's interesting that in this time you have an Italian and you have somebody Scottish, these two scientists who are claiming to have discovered this at the pyramids in Egypt, right? And in the book of Exodus, the Jews were being forced to build that city around Egypt in those pyramids. They were being forced to, as forced labor, to build. And here come the pyramids, and here come Egypt, as we're entering the two-week window to Passover, comes out front and center with this phenomenon, with this discovery that they're claiming is happening beneath the pyramids. And I believe that is the signal, because it's happening in the window it's happening, that this Joseph that has been prophesied is going to now arise in Egypt. We are going to see that happen now. I believe this is going to trigger it. I believe that Egypt is about to make some very sharp maneuvers within the earth that are going to put the U.S. on high alert as well. So just keep that in mind. Going to Passover, keep that in mind. Okay. So, in Exodus 19, I'm going to read this to you because it has to do with this. Exodus 19, verses 1 through 6. In the third month after the children of Israel had left the land of Egypt, the very same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. On our calendar, we're in the third month, on our calendar. And this is discovered in Egypt on our calendar in the third month. I just think that's interesting. In the third month after the children of Israel had left the land of Egypt, the very same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. When they moved out from Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and they camped there. Israel camped at the base of the mountain. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain, saying, "Say this to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will in fact obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own special possession and treasure from among all the peoples of the world, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." Now, our third month is March, and this is when this discovery is made in Egypt. However, the third month, because Nisan is the first month, the way the Jewish calendar works is you have two kind of calendars running parallel to each other, and they count Rosh Hashanah as the new year, right? But they also count Nisan, I think, as the first month of the ecclesiastical year, I think is how it works. And so, which means we would go April, May, June, right? It would bring us to June. Let me see what else is here. Hold on. Counts moments. A plane crashed into his house. There was another one that happened. Okay, there's a volcano in Alaska that is breathing gases right now. So it's been dormant for a very long time, but there is a volcano right now in Alaska that is starting apparently to breathe gases. But and now they're also saying within the past 30 days in Mount St. Helens, there's been quite a bit of volcanic activity. So I'm just reading the chat and what our team is sending me in the chat. Very interesting. So if Nisan is the first month, I think it's the ecclesiastical year. I'm going to double check this right now. Okay. That would put us at about June being the third month. Let's see. Which is Shavuot or Pentecost, which we'll get into. Okay. A few months mentioned in the Torah. Month of spring. I believe it is counted as the first month. The first month of spring. Okay. In the Hebrew calendar, it is the first month of the ecclesiastical year. Okay, I was correct on that. So Nisan, which we're in now, going into now, is the first month of the ecclesiastical year on the Jewish calendar, which means the third month would put us at June. Okay, so in the third month after the children of Israel left the land of Egypt, that would put us at June on the Jewish calendar. Okay, and what is interesting about that timeline is what the Lord had given me before President Trump took office. He said within the first 3 months, he would sift the administration, which is what is happening. And within the first 6 months, he would shake it, which would bring us to June. June on our calendar and the third month being June on the ecclesiastical calendar. So it sort of runs with the timeline of what the Lord gave me to prophesy before President Trump took office. And now we're coming into that time of Passover, very important time, right? Especially with what we've just been through as a nation. And I believe during Passover, we're going to see some serious resignations and some serious announcements from the Vatican as well. So I believe that is coming as well. And after Passover ends, interestingly enough, because today is the 31st of March, on March 31st, 2023, I gave prophetic insight. Exactly 2 years to the day of this broadcast, I gave prophetic insight. And I talked about Passover and Shavuot or Pentecost. And Pentecost is celebrated 50 days after Passover. So every day for 50 days after Passover ends, the Omer is counted of wheat. The Omer is counted. You know what that brings us to this year? It brings us to June 8th this year, 2025, would be Pentecost. It would be Shavuot. So 50 days after Passover, right? The Omer is counted, right? And it goes to June 8th, which is Pentecost. So what did the Lord say within the first 6 months? He was going to shake the administration, which brings us to June. So that prophecy that was given before President Trump goes in aligns with how Pentecost falls. And Pentecost falls in June this year. And I will say this, it's coming to a head. At a time where Moses faced off against Pharaoh and the Jews were delivered and where the wheat is counted and is heading to the threshing floor. I said this back then. I said this back March 31st, 2023. When the wheat is counted, it is heading to the threshing floor where it is separated, the wheat from the chaff. The threshing floor in scripture is a place of separation and revelation, a place where the harvest was prepared by separating the grain from the useless straw for the purpose of exposing and collecting the most valuable part of the crop. The process of threshing was performed generally by spreading the sheaves on the threshing floor and causing oxen and cattle to tread repeatedly over them, loosening the edible parts of the cereal grain, okay, from the chaff. So this all has to do with the 50 days leading to Pentecost. And I had spoken this, what I'm reading to you, March 31st, 2023. The wheat is bundled. It is bound. And I had said back then, who was just indicted? They are looking to bind and cuff him. And then I said, Joseph was bound. Jesus was bound. Jeremiah was bound. Paul was bound. Isaac was bound. The binding of Isaac. Those who were bound, who truly trusted in the Lord, were indeed delivered. If you remember, King David in 2 Samuel bought the threshing floor for 50 pieces of silver. to get the Lord to stop what was happening from his disobedience among the nation of Israel. Okay, he bought the threshing floor, and he bought it for 50 pieces of silver, and it is 50 days between Passover and Pentecost when you have the counting of the Omer, the binding of Isaac. So Isaac was bound and brought to the threshing floor, and a ram caught in the thicket saved him. A shofar, a trumpet, saved him, which is made from a ram's horn, because there was a ram caught in the thicket. And then Pharaoh bared down harder on the people right before Passover and increased their burdens. This was back then, okay? This was back then. What I just read you that part was 2 years to the day, back March 31st, 2023. So we have the window between Purim and Passover, which is 30 days. Then we have the window, the 50 days between Passover and Pentecost, okay, which would lead us to June 8th. So that not only matches the six-month window, but interestingly enough, that is Pride Month. So I would watch a very serious blow to the agenda of the rainbow that is coming around that time. Also, President Trump's birthday is June 14th, just 6 days after Pentecost, six being the number of man. So that's interesting in itself. Pharaoh bared down harder on the people right before Passover. There was a bearing down, a heavier weight, an oppression. This is going to align with what is happening in Israel and the United States. And this is where it gets even more interesting. We have two windows. We have the 30-day window between Purim and Passover. We have a 50-day window between Passover and Pentecost. That equals 80. It equals 80 days. Moses was 80 years old when the Lord appears to him via a burning bush in the wilderness, representing the nation of Israel being on fire but never being consumed. 80 is also the age. President Trump will be halfway through his second term, the same age Moses was when the burning bush happened to appear to him. This will be around the time of the midterms. It will be approaching the midterms. So we're going to see a burning bush moment going towards June and one in the midterms, going towards the midterms at a time President Trump will turn the same age that Moses was when God appeared to him through a burning bush and really called him and really solidified that and said, take off your shoes for you're standing on holy ground. And he spoke to him through that burning bush. That's no accident that this happened. It's no accident that this is all happening the way it is. And so this is why within this, what I spoke about with the 40-year mystery, what I spoke about with Egypt, what I spoke about with these things happening in tandem, one after the other, are so important right now. Because it's all happening one after the other for a reason. And in approaching Passover, I just think after what we have seen the first 2 weeks, it's about to get way more intense than it's gotten. And this is why, because Pharaoh bared down on the people right before. He bared down on them. This is why you see this window as we keep approaching it. It gets a little more turbulent because there is warring that happens in the heavenlies. There are maneuvers that the kingdom of darkness is making. Passover, you know, is an appointed time by God. And so this, you know, is all happening for a reason, one after the other within this window. So please just keep this in mind as we go forth, because I don't think any of this is happening by accident. And that, I think, is where I'm going to hold it for tonight. We will get into more on the next broadcast this week. So we're just going to hold right now. We're going to stop and end there. And I promise you, we'll get into more later on in the week as I do more praying and sort of more seeking. And I feel a word stirring. I'm actually heating up saying all of this. So actually, like right now, I have a fan on me too, and it's not working at all. But it's on. And so we're trying here. We're trying. But I'm actually heating up talking about all of this because we have to understand that there's a realm of the spirit that wars, and the effects come into the natural. And this is why we see things happen the way they happen in cycles and patterns and timing. It's important to take notice of those things. It's important in this time that we be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and the seasons and understanding and asking God for that understanding, because there's too many things in tandem that are popping up within certain times right now that are pointing at who is about to arise, what's about to arise, the maneuver the kingdom of darkness has made, this 40-year plus mystery and connection between Reagan and Donald Trump. And so I don't think it's by any accident. I don't think it's by any accident. Praise the Lord. Okay. So a few announcements really quick. The Revelationary War is out tomorrow. It goes back decades in this nation prophetically. It goes back decades. There is scripture having to do with the Jehoshaphat Ahab paradigm. There is a chapter about the shepherds versus the showmen. There is a chapter, the battle for the soul of the nation. Don A. Clement, my precious friend, wrote 2 chapters of this book because her father, Kim, was such a big part of this. And we are connected in that way. So it's out tomorrow everywhere, Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, where books are sold. So please, if you can, get a copy, buy one for someone who maybe is not a believer, because this goes back decades prophetically and talks to where we got as the nation. And I wrote this book before Trump was elected. I finished it June 2024 before the election. So this definitely is a prophetic book. And I give all glory to God that I was even able to write this book. So it's out tomorrow. We're very excited. Also, our newsletter. We have a free newsletter. If we could go to arcofgrace.org, I will show you. We have 2 buttons on the front of arcofgrace.org. So I'm going to show you exactly where to go to sign up for our free newsletter so we can always keep in touch with you, so you can know what's happening here at the Ark. So if you go down and scroll down, there's 2 buttons, right? There's that you have the donate button and you have the newsletter text sign up. The newsletter text sign up is free. So we do text blasts as well. We may do one for the book. We'll think about that, and maybe we'll put one out for the book. But it is free to sign up. You get our free newsletter. You get the free text blast. So please, if you can, go and sign up for that. Our team does an incredible job on our newsletter. Also, I will be at Influence Church April 9th, 2025. I will be preaching their Wednesday night service. They, I believe, are in Anaheim, California. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events to get more information. And then I will be preaching the 19th and the 20th of April at Timothy Dixon's Tent Revival. Myself and Robin Bullock are coming to that 10th revival. And so I'm going to be preaching the 19th and the 20th. So I am preaching a Resurrection Sunday. So if you can, please come out to that. You have to register, but it is free to register. So if you could come out to that, we would greatly appreciate it. And at the end here, we're just going to put up Beverly Hills Precious Metals as well. This is Andrew Sorcini. Him and his team are very knowledgeable about all things precious metals, about gold IRAs, gold-backed IRAs, and we have our Cyrus coin through him. So as you can see, Cyrus, faithful shepherd, and the Ark with the dove coming. And isn't that funny that 2 doves showed up at Ark of Grace? Dove with the olive branch of God, we trust, saving grace, because he truly is our saving grace. We truly have to trust in him. So that is the Cyrus coin. You could talk to him about that as well, but they love to hear from our Ark of Grace family. They absolutely love you. Andrew and his team are wonderful. So if you are curious, if you want information, if gold and silver is something that you do, then please reach out to them and contact them. We would very much appreciate it. Okay, so this is where we're going to end for tonight. So we will, I don't think it's going to be a part two next broadcast, because I feel a word stirring. So I do believe that that is coming. And so I think part of it came out at the beginning of the broadcast. So if you want to go back and listen, a word partly came out at the beginning of the broadcast. So I'm going to just be praying and seeking the Lord, but we will be back Wednesday or Thursday. We will announce we will be coming on live. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our team and our moderators. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. We have to give our heart a bath. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way where sinners walk, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That is Psalm 1. I believe Psalm 35 is, you contend with those, Lord, who contend with me. You fight against those who fight against me. So we just encourage you to speak the word. You have to get into the habit of speaking the word. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3 from the believer's authority, those scriptures from those chapters, I say every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. Adopt it into your prayer life and be in the habit of praise. Be in the habit of just stopping here and there for moments during the day and just praising the Lord. When you are walking under the covering of praise, it is very difficult for the devil, and his arrows and his assignments to try to get you into darkness. It becomes very difficult for that to work. So get in the habit of praise as well. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we will be back on later on live in the week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.